Hello, and welcome to The Real Podcast. My name is Earl Buchan, and for the next little while, we're going to be talking about rewilding the heart of ministry from the inside out, where the changes start with us, some of the real challenges we face in ministry, the difficulties, the awesomeness, and the very, very challenging things at times. I wanted to just talk today about the idea of what it means to be an alpha male. I have to say, over this last year and a half, I've had a lot of voices come at me, tell me to do one thing or the other, tell me to act or react in one way or another. And all the while, I felt this still, calm voice inside that I just believe was the Holy Spirit telling me just to hold fast, to stand steady. Because sometimes leadership, in fact, no, let me correct that. All the times, leadership is being the one person that is not running around with their hair on fire while everybody else is. And when I get challenged about the idea of what it means to be a man, I usually think about the idea of wolves, what it means to be in a wolf pack, what it means to take care. Wolves are faithful, they're monogamous, they are incredibly courageous for their size. They're really interesting animals to study. And the idea of the alpha and the beta male actually came out of wolf research that happened in Europe in the 1940s. And research that happened actually shortly thereafter by a guy named Richard McIntyre came out, and he wrote this: the main characteristic of an alpha male wolf is a quiet confidence, quiet self-assurance. You know what you need to do. You know what's best for your pack. You lead by example. You're very comfortable with that. You have a calming effect. That sounds kind of opposite to what I've heard so many guys. Pastors, open your church. Men, rise up. And all of these guys that would yell and try and subjugate other men under their idea of manliness, which is really comes to a boyhood competitiveness that has nothing to do with being a man. Rather, it comes from an insecurity of needing to be heard. That is not an alpha male. I want to read McIntyre's quote again. The main characteristic of an alpha male wolf is a quiet confidence, quiet self-assurance. You know what you need to do. You know what's best for your pack. You lead by example. You're very comfortable with that. You have a calming effect. You know, the funny thing about the wolf pack is the alpha male wasn't actually the one that led point or would actually lead the pack when they were going somewhere. See, the alpha male would hang back for the sick and the elderly to protect them. The alpha male was the one that would see where his people were going and follow them. The alpha male was the one who was the steady, calm influence. The one who had courage when the night was cold. He didn't rally people to aimless causes. He didn't stoke the fire of fear. He never, ever would put his pack in harm's way for his own vanity or ego. That is not an alpha male. No, you see, an alpha male from a wolf pack was the one who wouldn't run around with his hair on fire when everybody else was. I also like to go to this little passage here in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Adam Clark, a commentator that I like to read from time to time, has this little tidbit that expands that verse in a beautiful way, because a lot of these terms that are being used, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, or in some translations it says to be brave, and then to be strong. These are all military terms. Paul was writing that from a military sense of point of view. Watch ye watch, and continually be on your guard, lest you be surprised by your enemies. Stand fast in the faith. Keep in your ranks. Do not be disorderly. Be determined to keep your ranks unbroken. Keep close together. Quit yourselves like men. When you are attacked, do not flinch. Maintain your ground. Resist. Press forward. Strike home. Keep compact. Conquer. Be strong. If one company or division be opposed by too great a force of the enemy, strengthen that division and maintain your position. Summon up all your courage. Sustain each other. Fear not, for fear will enervate you. Fear will suck the life out of you. It will draw from you. It will take from you and steal from you. That last bit was me, but the rest was Adam Clark. And the point, I think, stands really, 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 really clearly that being an alpha male is not what we're yelled at to be or pressured or guilted into being by some other voice out in the world. No, an alpha male is a simple thing. It's not being the one to run around with your hair on fire. It's being a calming presence. It's being comfortable that you lead by example. You know what's best for your pack. You know what you need to do. And you have a quiet confidence and a quiet self-assurance. Those are the characteristics of an alpha male wolf. And if you want to be an alpha male, I think the best example we can look at is that of Jesus Christ. Jesus is an alpha male, if there ever was one. And here's a guy that knelt before his disciples and washed their feet, took a lowly position, and the teacher washing the student's feet. That was an act of self-sacrifice. It was an act of manliness, of an alpha male wolf that would look after the infirm, the elderly, and the young, and make sure that they're okay. That's what an alpha male does. A alpha male doesn't beat their chests or try and rally other people to their cause or try to look the pinnacle of it by being swole at the gym. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that isn't what being an alpha male is about. I'm going to read what Richard McIntyre said once again. The main characteristic of an alpha male wolf is a quiet confidence, quiet self-assurance. You know what you need to do. You know what's best for your pack. You lead by example, and you're very comfortable with that. You have a calming effect.